While we collect, I'll just mention that this song is a meditation on Ephesians 2, 1 to 10. It's a miracle that we are alive physically. It's an even greater miracle that takes a lifetime to understand that we have life spiritually when we put our faith in the Lord Jesus. When I get overwhelmed, I keep thinking in 100 years, we'll be very fine. And maybe this song will help you travel the next several days.
Dead and you were dead, we were dead in our sins. When we walked in the flesh, lived in the lust of our flesh, we were lost in the pit of our sin. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love, when we were lost in our sins and dead in our sins, sent us help and hope from above. He made us alive together with Christ. By grace we have been saved. He raised us all together. Through Christ in the heavenly place, we're alive to Christ and dead to the world. For his grace has called us to eternal life. Now our lives are made brand new. I'm alive and you're alive. We've been freed from our sin. Now we walk in the Spirit. We're freed from the chains of our sin. For God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love, when we were lost in our sins and dead in our sins, sent us help and hope from above. He made us alive together with Christ. By grace we have been saved. He raised us up together through Christ in the heavenly place. Christ and dead to the world, for his grace has called us to eternal life. Now our lives are made brand new. I was dead and you are dead. We were dead in our sins. When we walked in the flesh, lived in the lust of our flesh, we were lost in the pit of our sin. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love, when we were lost in our sins and dead in our sins, sent us help and hope from above. He made us alive together with Christ. By grace we have been saved. He raised us up together through Christ in the heavenly place. We're alive to Christ and dead to the world, for his grace has called us to eternal life. And our lives are made brand new. It's the gift of God and not of works, lest any man should boast. We are his and not our own. To him our lives we owe. He made us alive together with Christ. By grace we have been saved. He raised us up together through Christ in the heavenly place. We're alive to Christ and dead to the world, for his grace has called us to eternal life. Now our lives are made brand new. We're alive in Christ. Now our lives are made brand new.
Amen. All the children, first grade and down, are dismissed at this time. Children, first grade and down, are dismissed at this time. Turn with me in your Bibles to Psalm 37. Psalm 37. The men are going to be passing out some papers here. I have Psalm 37 written on this one, and it's color coordinated with our 5 points this morning so that you can flow. And then many of my slides are on the back just to encourage you through the week. This is a great, great topic. And so everybody get your paper there. They're passing them out. Everybody get a copy there. Teenagers, children, everybody get a copy because it has our text and we're going to be floating around through Psalm 37. This morning we are on the issue of if you delight in the Lord, he'll give you the desires of your heart. Sometimes the desires of our heart, you know, we think that God is a God that just going to give you, we missed the first part of the verse, and we said he's going to give you the desires of our heart. So God's just a big toy store upstairs wanting to just give you all kinds of good stuff. No, that's not what he's saying. You're missing the first part there. But our desires of the heart, what do you desire? What do you delight in? Things that you delight in, you desire for. I don't know. I love sunsets. Some of you might love sunrises better, you know. I love sunrises and sunsets. Do you love them? I love them, and I look for them. I desire them, and especially at night when I get to see one, I'm driving down the road, and all of a sudden, all the pink and the blue and the yellow and the orange just come alive, and it just gives you, man, that's wonderful, and it blesses you there. Another thing, we have a hummingbird feeder right outside of our kitchen table, and it's wonderful to sitting there, and you have this butterfly or this hummingbird come in, and they just thrill me. I don't know what about them, but they just thrill me, and you just realize, wow, I desire to see them, and when I do see them, I delight in them, and you say, that is great. The state tree, how many of you know what the state tree of Indiana is? Huh? What tree is it? The tulip tree. I just saw a tulip tree. I have one around my walking in our subdivision. And I just love to see a tulip tree. I don't know what about them, but a tree with tulips all over it, I just does my heart good. Every time we walk around it, about once every month, we try to find it to see if it's blooming, but it is beautiful. And I desire to see it, and when I do see it, it delights my soul. Another thing that I desire to see is my grandchildren or our grandchildren, especially when they're behaving good, not like their parents. And it's wonderful to catch that and to realize, man, that's delight. And you get pictures of them, and you just realize, man, I just delight in that. And I desire to see them. I desire to be around them. And it is wonderful to catch that. I don't know about you, but I love to smell the grass after I've just mowed it. Anybody? I would love it more if Ronald Lee would mow it and I'd get to smell the grass, okay? But I love to mow a grass and then to smell all the fumes and all of the... It's just wonderful. I don't know what it is about it. And you just have a fresh mowed grass, and once you get back, you just sit back and go... Oh, yeah, that's great. Is that true? What you desire, you delight in. And he wants us to desire him and to delight in him. But so many times we take this part of the promise where it says, he will give you the desires of your heart. But there's something that comes together here, and you realize something needs to happen here to get me the desires of my heart. And there's a word then comes up, and something goes before it, and it's to delight in the Lord. The first part is to delight in the Lord. You must delight in the Lord to get the desires of your heart. Because if we're not careful, the desires of our heart lead us away from the Lord. Is that right? And our fleshly desires, our earthly desires. Folks, we have so much stuff in America, don't we? Just so much stuff. And remember, all the stuff you have, every piece of it, you don't own it. It owns you. And you got to put all that time into it. And we're to delight in heaven stuff. We're to delight in people. Sometimes I think we can delight in our cell phones and all of our electronics, and we give all of our time to it, and we forget the real people around us. Is that true? And when we need to do that. Young people, note that when we're talking about this, we're not against you. It's just so many times the cell phones and all the electronic gadgets are just taking over. And you go to a restaurant. Does anybody talk to one another at a restaurant? You got dad sitting there, mom sitting there, teenager sitting there, three-year-old sitting there. And you're sitting there going, something's wrong here. No, I love my phone. The only thing I use my phone is texting. It is wonderful. I talk to it, and it writes it out. You should see what my phone writes out from my speech. I've had cussing and swearing and everything. I go, and you say something to it, and it prints it all up. And you know, I put more syllables in words than you're supposed to. That's my speech. It's hilarious to read when I talk to it. I'll look at it and go, because it's all over the place. And they're great. They're great. But we can abuse them. Delight in the Lord. I want us to think about that deeply, because He really cares for us. It says He will give you the desires of your heart. Is that right? We have a God that says, folks, if you love me, if you delight, you know, the word love is not in our text this morning. In Psalm 37, the word love is not there. It's all about love. Is that right? It's all about love. Really, it defines love. You delight yourselves in the Lord, and your desires will match His desires, and you'll have all kinds of joy and pleasure. Is that right? You'll realize God's here. I want you to think about that. He has promised to give you joy and peace. And now, we're going to have troubles, but I've learned in the struggle with my passing of my mother. She's still alive. She is unresponsive. She's still at hospice house, and she could be there another week, but possibly pass this week, okay? Her vitals are still doing well, but she's just laying there. But when I go, she doesn't talk, but boy, God talks to me. And it's just good for me. Now, do I like it? No. Okay? But does God have a great lesson in it for me? And as long as she's alive, I'm spending time thinking about her more and more and more and more. And that makes me grow closer to God and think about her godliness and her sacrifice and her surrender and her service. Is that right? And I'm sitting there going, man, Mike, you need to double up. And so it's been good for me. And that's why if the desire of my heart is to delight in God, my desires will always be full. How do you get it? The first, you have to know Him. We're just going to flow through this. To know Him, get your papers out. Everybody get your papers out. Know is in the purple. Know is in the purple. It is in verse 4. Let's read verse 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7, and because it has all the main points in it. Verse 3, it says, trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight, verse 4, thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. And He shall bring forth the righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday, thy justice. Verse 7, rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for Him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of a man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. These verses 3-7 have all my 5 points here. To delight in the Lord, you must first know Him. Unless you have a whopper of a God, you will not understand peace or joy or worship or anything. You just don't go in and start singing. You got to have a reason to sing. You got to have a purpose. You got to have a God that you know intimately, personally. And that once you realize how great He is, you just bless Him. God is, look at this picture here. God is all these great things. He's almighty. He's gracious. He's everlasting. He's omnipotent. He's all wise, all merciful. Is that right? To have God and to get Him very, very massive and then very, very near is awesome to catch that. Look at the purple here in your verses here. Look at your purple here. It says number one, to know Him, the Lord. Then verse 5, it says, He will bring it to pass. He's God. He's strong. Verse 6, He says, He shall bring forth the righteousness. He's God. He's all-powerful. And then we flow down to verse 12, verse 13. The Lord shall laugh at him, the wicked people. He seeth that his day is coming. He's going to end. He's not going to make it. And then we jump down to verse 17. It says, The Lord upholdeth. He's strong. Verse 18, The Lord knoweth the days of the righteous. You know, day by day, the Lord takes care of the innocent. He knows. He's God. You can trust Him. Look at the second column there. Verse 22. It says, If you bless the Lord will bless you and give you an inheritance. If you curse God, He's going to do what? He's going to curse you. He's God. You got to know who your God is. Verse 23, it says, The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and He, note the, I capitalized the pronoun there, He, God, delighteth in His ways. You know, God delights in our ways. He orders it. And verse 24, the Lord upholds him with His hand. Verse 28, the purple here, the Lord loveth justice, and forsaketh not His saints. Never forsakes them. That's the Lord. That's the one. Verse 28 in the next section there. They are preserved forever. Verse 31, it says, The law of His God. We know His law. Verse 33, The Lord will not leave him in His hands. God will provide and protect. Verse 34, it says, He shall exalt thee. That's our God. Verse 39, it says, But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He's God. He is their strength. The Lord shall help them, deliver them, save them. He's God. And if we know our God, we can delight in Him. We know Him, so we delight Him, and we will desire Him, and it will change our desires. It won't be fleshly, earthly, selfish desires, greed. It'll be Him. Look at the next one. God come alive here. I don't know if you can see all these things, but God comes alive. You're first born again, and your sins are forgiven, and you start coming alive. You know He forgives. Then He starts, His Spirit starts leading, and then God provides, and God guards, and He changes our life. He changes our desires. He gives us peace. He guides us. He answers our prayers. God starts talking to us. The Bible comes alive. Is that right? And then you just see what's happening in your life. I trust that's happening, that He's God, and thus I can get delight in Him, and then He changes my desires. I want to know Him, and it's beautiful to catch that. How you live, catch this here. Live in such a way that those who know you but don't know God will come to know God because they know you. That's excellent thought. Knowing God. That's why we have next Sunday, we're going in Psalm 20. Read Psalm 20. It's all about prayer. And then Wednesday night, we're in Philippians chapter 3. Man, read that. They were addicted to Jesus. Philippians chapter 3. Tonight we're in Revelation 22. We're ending the book of Revelation tonight. And to realize that, my goodness, the final words of the Almighty. If you do this, you'll be blessed. If you do this, you'll be cursed. I come quickly. And it's powerful, powerful. That's how you know God, is through the Word of God. And that's why we have the teaching in our Sunday schools and our Wednesday nights and all the time. It is so important to know God, to know Him. Secondly, we need to trust Him. We need to trust Him. Take your paper there and let's look at the trust is in the light blue. Do you see trust number 2 on verse 3, the front of your paper there? Psalm 37, verse 3, it says trust. And that's just plain trust Him. Also, it says to trust Him, and we see that it is important that we just simply know what He does, and we trust Him explicitly. Let's go to verse 40, right at the very end. It says, "The Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in Him." Oh, to trust in Him is so important. There's disappointments in life, all kinds of disappointments. And I hope you catch these, no Jesus, no peace. I catch that. Disappointment. See the little boy, isn't that cool? It says, are just God's way of saying, I have got something better. Be patient, have faith, trust God. It says, every time I thought I was being rejected from something good, I was actually being redirected for something better. Trust God. Trust God. It is so important that we realize that we must trust God. I love this picture next. Completely trust God. Have you ever done the thing where you get a person back here and you just fall into their arms? How many of you like to do that? Complete trust. The one I've probably used this illustration the most, it's when I was with Doug and Jennifer up at Northland, and we were up on the cliffs and everything. Remember that, Doug? And then we were going down the river, and we were going down the ropes, and we were rappelling, and all you had to do was trust the rope and go back. And then go down there. Oh, there. I've seen some girls over the Mansfield, the oldest Mansfield, your oldest daughter. She sat there and screamed for 5 minutes. Ah, it was hilarious. I only screamed for 2 minutes. And it's terrible, you know. Trust the rope. Right, you know. Can you trust God? Life gets tough, does it? Does it? Come on, talk to me. Life gets tough. You know, I don't like what's going on right now. I got to trust God. I got to believe that when my mama breathes her last breath, she goes to heaven. And that trust gives me hope and peace and joy, and here I'm watching her die. But since I trust God, does that give me peace and joy? Do I understand it all? No. Do I like it? No. Is it sometimes frustrating and I'm come to the end of my rope? Yes. But I'm to trust God completely. Trust me. You're in good hands. Trust. Fall into His hands. When you don't know what else to do, fall into His hands. Please do it before you've wasted hours and hours of fretting, huh? Trust Him. Trust Him. Just fall into His hands. Simple trust. Look at this one. The Bible never once said, figure it out. But over and over it says, trust God. He's already got it figured out. Huh? And this one, I ask God, put that one up. I don't know if you can read it. I ask God, I ask for strength and God gave me difficulty to make me strong. I ask for wisdom and God gave me problems to solve. I ask for prosperity and God gave me brains and bronze to work. Isn't that good? And then it says, I ask for courage and God gave me danger to overcome. I ask for love and God gave me troubled people to help. I ask for favors and God gave me opportunities. I received nothing I wanted, but I received everything I needed trusting God. I thought that was good. Now, most of these papers, things are on the back of your sheet, so put your sheet down. Don't look at it. Just look at this side. And I want you to go home with something that can dig your teeth into, and these are just great. Secondly, we must trust God. We must trust God. Know God, trust God, delight in God, desire God. Thirdly, we must obey God. We must obey God. Obedience is in the pinkish. You'll see right in verse 3, it says, do good. 3, obey Him. That is so important that we realize we must obey Him. Down in verse 11, you know, we must be meek and be humble. In verse 12, we must be just, holy. In verse 14, we must be upright. verse 17, we must be righteous. 18, we must be upright. In 21, the righteous showeth mercy and giveth, they're generous. The steps of a good man to be good and to be merciful in verse 26, and generous and departing from evil, doing good in verse 27. The righteous in verse 29, the mouth of the right, verse 30, the mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom and taketh judgment, justice, knows right from wrong. He's righteous in verse 32. In verse 34, he keeps his way, keeps God's way. In verse 37, he's a perfect man, a mature man, he's honest and good. And is obedience important? Obedience is important. You got to know Him and His truth, and then you got to trust it, and then you got to do it, and you got to realize that gives me the delight of the Lord. Note that love is not mentioned in our text, but to love God is to obey God. If you're saying, I love God, and you don't obey Him, do you love Him? No, that's a problem of our day. People say, I love God, I love God, I love God. But if you don't obey Him and walk by His Word, your love is just not love. It's just lust. It's just selfish. It's loving of self. If you love God, you will obey God. And that's so, so, so important. And so we are to obey God. And then fourthly, we are to wait on Him. How many of you like to wait? How many of you, if you're driving, okay, I was driving out Plainfield, and on the bypass here, on the extension, there was a motorcycle wreck, and they had it all blocked off all the way from Plainfield here down to 10, and I drove up, and I had to turn around and come back down by the church and everything, and I'm sitting there going, have we had a lot of detours in our town lately? You know, you're going down a street and the whole thing's blocked, and you're saying, we don't like to wait. Do you know wait is a big word in the Bible? Wait. Let's go back to our text here. Wait is in our text here. It's in verse 7, and it says, rest in the Lord, wait patiently for Him. Fret not, don't worry, wait, don't worry, fret. Fret is in verse 1 also, and he says, wait on me. And that is so, so important. Let's look at verse 9 has the word wait in it. Verse 8 says, fret not, don't worry. Verse 10 says, yet a little while, in the blue there, yet in a little while. Has the Lord said, look for me, and I'm coming again, and that's been 2,000 years. Is that right? And you know, no, I'm going to be 64 coming up here in August. And Jesus hadn't come in 64 years. Is that right? Is He coming? He told us to wait. Is that right? Wait. Wait, we don't like wait. Americans don't like wait. Do you know in other countries, they're much slower than we are? Is that right? We could use a dose of slowness. If you're just marathoning it all the time, I challenge you to stay home sometime. Huh? Are we running too fast in our culture? This. Fast nowhere. And He says, wait. Sometimes I read my Bible and I don't get anything out of it. Read it again. Is that right? Read it again. Do you know there's Bible verses that there are 20, 30, 40 years between a verse? Wait. We like that. Right now. Wait. Wait makes you pray more. Wait on the Lord. Let's look at some others here. This is the wait. The wait is in the light blue. The wait is in the light blue. And it goes into, let me see, I'm on the second column here, the light blue, there's the word wait in verse 34. And that is so much, and in verse 30, 40, we are to trust Him. We are to wait on the Lord. Is it hard to wait when God is silent? When God is silent? Huh? Are you to wait when He's silent? Yes. I like these. It says, patience is not the ability to wait, but how you act while you're waiting. Isn't that good? And then it says up there, it says, wait on God. Wait for His presence. Wait for His strength. Wait for His provision. Wait for His direction. Wait for His timing. Wait for His wisdom. Don't panic. This is Isaiah 41. Don't panic. I'm with you. There's no need to fear, for I'm your God. I will give you strength. I'll help you. I, your God, have a firm grip on you. I'm not letting you go. Wait. Noah waited. This is a great list. Did all these guys wait? They waited. We get tired of waiting for a week. For an hour. Wait. These men. Do you know how long Joseph was in jail? From about 18 to 28. He's 18 years old to 28 years old. Wow. Maybe up in his 30s. These guys waited. And we have to wait on the Lord. Why do we wait? This is a good one here too. Is God worth waiting for? And he doesn't, he's not American at quick everything right now. Wait on Him. If you don't hear from God, keep praying. If you don't get anything out of your Bible, read it again and again. And wait. When there's a closed door, I like this one here. This is cool. Until God opens the next door for you, please praise Him for the hallway. I like that. You know, you don't know what you're doing. You got a hallway and you got doors closing and closing. You don't know where you're going. Praise Him for the hallway. And is God always on time? Always on time. Even when He's late, He's on time. And He's never late, and He's on time to catch that, to wait. We're to wait. The fourth one there, we are to wait. Next one is to rest. Don't you like resting? Let's all rest right now. What better place to fall asleep? Some of you are already into that mode. Rest. Rest is our last one, our fifth one. Psalm 62, verses 1 and 2. Let me read it to you. It says, my soul finds rest in God alone. My salvation comes from Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken. Is that right? Rest. Trust. Rest. When God doesn't seem near, what do? These are good ones too. I thought you'd like these. If God brings you to it, He will bring you what? Through it. Rest, trust, rest. Be content, rest. God is working behind the scenes. Can you always see what He's doing? But is He at work? He's at work. And the big one there, it says, rest in the hearness and nearness of God, even when you don't see Him. Is God at work? Your family problems might be a mess. You might have struggles at work. You might have physical problems. You might have things the doctor's telling you you're struggling. You might have emotional stress and struggles. Is that right? Is God near? You need to believe that. Grab your Bible, read it till He talks to you. Till peace comes, till joy comes, till answers come. Trust Him. Rest. Don't you love to see your grandchildren sleeping all night, huh? Do you go into your children's room and watch them while they're sleeping, huh? Maybe even your teenagers, that's probably the best time. They're sleeping, they're not doing anything. And they're wonderful. Are they resting? Should Christians sleep well? We should. Now there's times that we need some sleep help, but we should rest. Is God in charge? You know, our world's a mess. The truck ride driving through in France killing people, that's a mess. That's sad. This week we're having the Republican convention, might be riots and everything. I don't know, but I'm going to rest in God. Is that right? Is God in charge? Can I rest in Him? Can I trust Him? And I'm going to have peace. And I don't have all the answers, but He told me to rest in Him. And our text has some great rest verses. Let's look at our text. Our text uses the word rest in verse 7. Rest in the Lord. After you've waited patiently for Him, rest. The verse 5, the word commitment. I've got the rest in brown. The rest are in all brown. Commit thy way to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. That's our God. And rest is also in verse 11. It says, but the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. They'll rest. And it's important. Verse 16, a little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. Be content. Rest. Verse 19, it says, they shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the day of famine they shall be what? Satisfied. Now, that's a great word of rest. Satisfied. And then we have some of that in verse 29. We have a brown word here. It says, the righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. Dwell. They'll rest. They'll rest confidently. Verse 37 down at the bottom, it says, mark the perfect man and behold the upright, for the end of that man is what? Peace. That's rest. That's rest. Verse 39, it says, but the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in time of trouble. That's rest. Did He tell us that we'd never have trouble? No. He says, when you are in trouble, when things are just a mess, I'm with you. Trust me. Rest. Rest. If you know Him, trust Him, obey Him, wait for Him, rest in Him, you understand what it means to delight in Him. And when you delight in Him, He's promised to give you the desires of your heart. To match His desires with your desires will start being more godly, more righteous, more holy. And that's where He wants it there. And it's very, very important to catch that He's resting in that. Let me read a definition of delight. It says, delight is a great satisfaction and joy, something or someone that gives great pleasure, to satisfy greatly, to please, and that is the key of finding the desires of your heart. Take great pleasure in God's goodness. Take joy in your salvation. Let Him satisfy your every need. Please Him in all that you do. Live contented with what you already have. Desires take time. This is where the words of Psalm 37 are clear. Wait, rest, trust, know. Huh? It's so good. So good. When you can't find delight, when the light is gone, I like this one here. If you find yourself a bit irritated and overwhelmed, it's a sign that you're spending less time with and more time with the... It's a good statement. And then one verse says, guard your heart. In Proverbs 4, it says, guard your heart. It says, guard your heart. Above all else, guard your heart. For it determines the course of your life. It will give you the desire of your heart. So we must guard our heart to have God to lead us, so our delight will be there. If our delight is right in God, our desires will be right. And He says, if you delight in Me, I'll give you all you ever wanted, ever needed. He won't give you greed. He'll give you need. But He'll give you the desires of your heart because you desire Him. Romans 13, let me read it to you. It says, this is all the more urgent for you know how late it is. Time is running out. Wake up! For our salvation is nearer now when we have first believed. Verse 12, the night is almost gone. The day of salvation will soon be here. So remove your dark deeds of dirty clothes and put on the shining armor of right living, because we belong to the day, to God. We must live decent lives for all to see. Don't participate in darkness, the darkness of wild parties and drunkenness, or in sexual promiscuity and immoral living, or quarreling or jealousy. Instead, clothe yourselves with the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the light. And don't let yourself think about ways to indulge in your evil, what? Desires. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Is that right? We're going to close by singing Cornerstone here. Let me read you the words here. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. When darkness seems to hide His face, I rest on His unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. When He shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in Him be found, dressed in His righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. Here's the best verse. Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong, the Savior's love. Through the storm, He is Lord, Lord of all. Delight yourself in the Lord. Work at it, work at it. Get up loving Him. I've been praying. I've had some heavy prayers on my soul lately. And I say, God, You got to do it. And if I believe that God's going to hear and answer my prayer, it gives me peace. Or I can worry. Or I can just trust Him. Gives me peace. And that's what it's all about. Because I'm going to delight in Him. And He's going to bless my life. When you delight in Him, when you know Him, when you trust Him, when you obey Him, when you wait on Him, when you rest in Him, you are setting yourself up for blessing. Huh? That's awesome to think about. Every head bowed, every eye closed before we close this morning. Every head bowed. This old world dazzle and the lights and all the fancy stuff and all the alluring stuff of our culture keeps us from delighting in God, keeps us from reading His Word, keeps us from enjoying His Word. Keep it simple, but know Him, trust Him, obey Him, wait on Him, rest in Him. And He will become the delight of your soul. And He will bless you. He will give you the desires of your heart. He will. How many this morning say, preacher, I needed this message. I needed this message this morning. I needed this message. Amen. 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 I needed it. Man, make it alive. We have an almighty God. He's all powerful. And He cares about us. He not only is the Almighty, He says, I will give you the desires of your heart. I'll just bless you. Trust me. Trust me. Let's get to know Him better. Trust Him more. Obey Him more. Wait. Rest. Get to that rest. Don't miss the rest part. That's when you have confidence in the midst of the storm. Rest. Rest. Lord Jesus, minister to each heart today. Help us to trust deeper, and then go all the way to rest, because You've promised if we delight in You, You will give us the desires of our heart. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Let's close in prayer. Our Father, we thank You that You do satisfy us, that we come to You with the needs of our heart and our soul, that it is in turmoil and chaos, and that there's noise in our lives, that there's frustration and depression at times, and sadness, and whatever emotional need, you are there and you are present and you're calling to us. And you've provided a way for us to enjoy our relationship with you through Jesus Christ. And you've provided him that we may know you. Jesus Christ, thank you for your willing sacrifice, for opening access into your Father's throne and our Father's throne. And now we enter enjoying all the glories and benefits of grace. And we can delight in you, and you meet every need and desire of our heart. And so help us to come to you submissive and abiding in you, that we may know you and enjoy you, that we may be sons and daughters of you who glorify you and point others who don't have you to our almighty source of joy and strength, which is your character. And in your name we pray these things. Amen.